We will start with the news. And here is Don Cleaver to introduce the first six stories.
There's been a lot of news in the evening news in the past 2 weeks, and it's been hard to choose which to read and which to leave out. We will start today with a variety of stories from our area. A Norfolk author who sold 33 million books has died from cancer at the age of 56. However, Chloe Smith, the MP for North Norwich, has recovered from cancer and is back at work. Norfolk County Council is planning drastic cuts to the adult social care budget. A tank has been seen in Norwich, and letter writers to the Evening News and our editor have been surprised to see it this week. A Spanish firm has been awarded the contract to build the Western Link Road, although this remains controversial, as we will hear later. The Evening News has a new editor who has promised to continue to fight on behalf of Norwich. Here is Sue with news of the death of a prolific local writer.
An international best-selling novelist who was inspired by the Norfolk skies has died, age 56, after being diagnosed with cancer 4 years ago. Lucinda Riley of Wyndham became one of the world's most successful authors, selling more than 33 million books across 37 languages, becoming a number one bestseller in 18 countries. Lucinda was born on February the 16th, 1965, in Northern Ireland, and lived there for 5 years before moving to England. In Leicestershire, she was sent to a vocational school and began ballet lessons aged three. She grew up in a creative world as both her mother and great-aunt were professional actresses, and her great-uncle was chief lighting designer at London's Royal Opera House. But it was her father who encouraged her writing, after sharing stories about places in the world he had visited for work. Her proudest moment after 30 years of writing came recently, when her latest novel, The Missing Sister, became her first number one book in the UK's Sunday Times hardback bestsellers list and in Ireland. A previous resident of Wood Dawling, near Holt, in North Norfolk, said she was completely fell in love with this county. She leaves behind her husband Stephen and her family. To view all obituaries and tributes, join the Facebook group Norfolk's Loved and Lost.
Chloe Smith has confirmed that she has won her battle against breast cancer. The Conservative MP for Norwich North took to social media yesterday to confirm the news. Cheerio, cancer. After chemotherapy and surgery, I've not got breast cancer anymore, she said. Mrs. Smith confirmed her diagnosis last November, using the news to urge others to check for the lumps and seek medical attention straight away. A few weeks later, she opened up on the marathon ahead of her, which included 6 or 7 months of chemotherapy and surgery. The 39-year-old has now confirmed her treatment was successful and stated her intention to return to her in-person duties as an MP. She said, I want to thank NHS doctors and nurses for the careful and expert treatment I've had, and for the steps still ahead in recovery and prevention. I also like to thank my wonderful family and friends for their love and generosity during this difficult time. Plenty of flowers and brownies. Colleagues and constituents have been extremely supportive across the spectrum. The kindness of strangers was quite something too, as many got in touch to share their own stories. I carried on doing the job I loved throughout, with the help of my excellent Norwich team, in particular, to serve constituents. And as Parliament has worked remotely, I've been able to continue in Westminster too. I will now be returning to duties in person where essential, starting with constituency meetings. As a minister, I'll be back in Westminster shortly for the Cabinet.
Council leaders have highlighted the need for proper adult care funding, as Norfolk County Council looks to make almost £40 million of saving next year. The Conservative Control Council said it needed to find just over £39 million of savings next year, or £47.8 million if it was to make the unlikely decision to freeze council tax. The Cabinet discussed the funding gap at a meeting on Monday, with £17.7 million from Adult Social Services and £8.7 million from Children's Services among the latest savings drive. Andrew Jamieson, Cabinet Member for Finance, told colleagues that COVID and rising care costs were a huge concern for next year's budget. "We still wait for a suitable long-term solution to the provision of adult social care," he said. Details of cuts have yet to be decided, with public consultation expected in October. Proposed savings for next year per department are Adult Social Services, £17.7 million. Children's Services, £8.7 million. Community and Environmental Services, £8.7 million. Finance and Commercial Services, £1.8 million. Finance General, £1.3 million. Governance, £0.4 million. Strategy and Transformation, £0.5 million. A total savings target of £39.1 million.
Norwich is now the home of a new, unique taxi service, as the owner of the unusual transportation reveals what inspired him to take it from family day trips to the park to event transportation. Merlin Batchelor from Norwich bought the armoured personnel carrier more than a year ago, which cost £20,000, including refurbishments. The vehicle, which is decorated in black and purple camouflage, has been spotted out and about, including along Belsize Road last Sunday. Now launching Tank Taxi, the business was inspired by inquiries from parents to hire the AV as prom transportation. Mr. Batchelor launched the business website on Sunday, offering transportation to proms, weddings, event hire, and unique city tours. The 38-year-old, who works in legal services, said insurance has been cheaper on the military vehicle than the family's Honda Civic, which remains the main mode of transport to school, though the tank is used occasionally for trips to the park. The dad of four said the kids loved going shopping in it. "We went to the park with the kids on Sunday, and when we went down the road, we had to be very careful not to touch anything. It's really nice to go along the street and see people smiling and laughing."
A Spanish construction company that was behind the build of one of Heathrow Airport's terminals has been awarded the contract for the controversial £198 million Western Link Road. Norfolk County Council has awarded the contract to design and build the Norwich Western Link to Ferrovial Construction. The construction and engineering company has been behind projects such as the T2 terminal at Heathrow and the Thames Tideway Tunnel. Proposals for the road, which will connect the NDR with the A47 west of Norwich, have been controversial, with Norfolk Wildlife Trust and Norfolk Rivers Trust and the Norfolk branch of the Captain to Protect Rural England among those raising fears over its impact on wildlife. Springwatch presenter Chris Packham also spoke out against the project. But NCC said there is strong support from the public, businesses and emergency services, including from Norwich International Airport, Chantry Place and the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce. Council leaders said the scheme will boost Norfolk's economy and cut rat running in places such as Cossey and Western Longville. The council said Ferrovial Construction will start work immediately alongside their project team to design and develop.
The Norwich Evening News has a new editor. Here, Richard Porritt explains his vision for the 139-year-old title. I wasn't born in Norwich, but when I arrived this fine city, it captivated my heart immediately. We are blessed with deep history and a modern progressive outlook. We have all the fun of city living nestled in the UK's most beautiful countryside. Norwich is without doubt the best city in the UK. But we have many challenges, and as we emerge from lockdown, this is a pivotal moment. Taking over the editorship of this city's newspaper is a dream come true. I will not let you down. My team and I will fight tirelessly to uncover wrongdoing. We will fight for you and this city, and we will speak truth to power. Time and time again, Norwich is overlooked by government in favour of cities in the north or the Midlands. The Evening News will take your voice to the steps of Downing Street and yell through the letterbox. We will not tire. We will not stop. But the Evening News will also be fun. We will have a giggle. We want to know your good news because this is your paper. In the coming weeks, I will be holding events so that I can meet some of you in person. And I want to know your views on the Evening News, good and bad.